So we're now heading back to London after a day around out and about in the southeast. I've been with Ed Miliband and Franny Armstrong on a green day out for Ed's pledges. So, Ed, how do you feel the day's gone?
I think it's been really interesting. Had very good conversations with people. Enjoyed doing this with Franny. We've done this before, but I think it's been very good to do it in the heat of an election. I've learned a lot from talking to people. I think I've been trying to focus people on the choice that we face between a Labour and a Conservative government and the difference that we would make and the way that they would set back the green transition in this country. But I think it's been very worthwhile, and I think the candidates that we've met have appreciated, as have the people in the audiences.
And Franny, why did you get involved in this?
I was actually in retirement after 6 years hard labour on the edge of stupid, but then I basically realised that this election is, you know, the most important election that our generation will ever have, in that the next 5 years are absolutely crucial for climate change. You know, we should have started tackling climate change in the 80s when we first knew about it. We didn't, you know, we've effectively done nothing to date. So the next 5 years are our last chance to stop the worst impacts. And to that end, you know, we've really got to make sure that the wrong people are not in power. Otherwise, it really could be complete catastrophe, particularly because that the UK has a disproportionately large impact on the international climate scene, because we're one of the pioneers, we're arguing for a very strong climate treaty. So we mustn't let the wrong people get in power, basically.
And today we've been in Swindon, Oxford, Milton Keynes, Bedford. What have you been hearing, talking to people?
Well, they were all Labour Party supporters, weren't they? So it was a bit easy for you, Ed.
Well, Labour supporters and other people that they've brought along. But I think we've been trying to focus people on that, on the nature of the choice and the need to get out there and to explain to people the choice that we face. And, as I say, the dangers of the Tories. I think it's also been interesting to talk to people about what they want to see, the measures they want to see on housing, on energy, some of the local campaigns that people are doing, and the great campaigns that people are doing, including in the last stop we had just recently in Bedford.
And obviously that was your role, Franny. You were giving it a bit of edge. I don't think you gave Ed too much space. What were you talking to Ed about? What were you challenging him on?
You know, all the usual stuff. Heathrow, you know, why he's only giving us a 50-50 chance of survival. You know, all the classics, really. Why they're expanding roads and that kind of thing.
So a nice, easy ride for you then, Ed.
No, and I think it was good. And in a way, Franny doesn't agree with me on everything. It's good to have hard questions. And, it sort of forces the best out of you, but you've got to then really confront the difficult questions and many of the questions that other people will be asking on this campaign who are trying to decide how to vote, which I think Franny was asking today.
So where next for you guys? I mean, there's 1 week to go. How are we going to get this message out? As you say, 5 years could be the most important 5 years.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, the big question for me is what should real environmentalists vote for? Because obviously we've got the Green Party, you know, and, they're talking about much bigger cuts in emissions, which is the most important thing, much bigger cuts than Labour. But on the other hand, they haven't got hope in hell in getting power, you know. So that's a really, really difficult decision that all environmentalists are struggling with right now. And I don't have the answer, but I have a lot more food for thought. So come back tomorrow and I might have an answer.
And Ed, what have you got planned?
Well, I'm just going to be going around the country to any place I can go to try and make sure that people who don't want a Conservative government do vote for Labour, because this is a big election, and I think there is a danger that people will wake up on Friday, May the 7th, and think, this isn't the result we wanted, and they, if they care about that, they've got to get out and vote and not use their vote in a way that will let in a Conservative MP and therefore a Conservative government.
Can I ask you one last question, Ed? If you do win by some miracle, if you do win next week, are you going to still be the climate change minister?
Well, I want to be the climate change minister because I think there's so much more I have to do in this job. But it's up to Gordon.
Franny and Ed, thank you very much.